When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. You
a song of freedom for all people who cry out to be free. Free to sail the seven seas, free to worship as we please. If the birds up in the trees can be free, why can't we? I'm bringing a song of freedom to all people wherever they may be. Free to speak and free to hear, free from want and free from fear. Sons of freedom far and near who agree, sing with me that all God's children shall be free.
All God's children shall be free.
Seven seas, free to worship as we please. If the birds up in the trees can be free, why can't we?
I'm singing a song of freedom for all people wherever they may be.
Free to speak and free to hear, free from want and free from fear. Sons of freedom, far and near who agree, sing with me that all God's children shall be free.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. All God's children, all God's children,
all
God's children shall be free.
Now, who could possibly argue with that sentiment? Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on 88.3 FM Peconic Public Broadcasting, emanating out of the now summertime, as DeBose Hayward would put it, hamlet of Southampton, New York, where the living is easy and often expensive. Well, why are we playing Irving Berlin today? Well, why wouldn't you play Irving Berlin? I mean, he is one of the great dominant, not only composer-lyricists of the American musical theater, but a towering example of what American ingenuity, grit, intelligence, and talent can achieve, especially and markedly from someone who was not even born in this country, an immigrant, in fact. This summer is been dubbed, I suppose, informally, the Summer of Irving Berlin. Now, in the late summer, in August, previews are going to begin at the Roundabout Theater of a stage version of Holiday Inn, which he wrote as a movie in the 1940s. But the summer has a group of events leading up to that which celebrate Irving Berlin's interpolation into American life, the way he redefined it, and the way he himself became an American classic. And we'll talk about some of those events as we go forward on today's episode, Irving Berlin, An American Life. Well, Song of Freedom was written for the film of Holiday Inn, and obviously it was pertinent because this was a time when America was at war and had to reassert its values. And if anybody interpolated and incorporated the values of America, it was Irving Berlin. He was born, we think, in Western Siberia, not too many records there if you were an impoverished Russian Jew, in 1888, and we know he came through Ellis Island on the SS Rhineland in 1893, through Ellis Island, and Ellis Island is celebrating Berlin with an exhibit that runs through Labor Day, and I suggest you take a cooling ferry ride over there and go see it. Well, Berlin was an autodidact of the first order. He taught himself how to play the piano. He made a bare living after he ran away from his family in the Lower East Side as a singer in Chinatown and began to write lyrics and then music to his own songs, changing his name from Israel Berlin to Irving Berlin. Here is a song I think he recorded around 1909 with the Friars Club. So here is Mr. Berlin himself at the piano in the days before World War I.
Friar Abbot, brothers, friars, ladies, and guests, don't expect too much of me. I'm confined to melody, and furthermore, I must confess, I don't know just how to express the depth of my appreciation, just why you honor me. In vain I try to figure out, I don't know what it's all about. Nevertheless, I want to thank you. While I think of fate, I appreciate your wonderful kindness. Making what you'd call a speech is a way beyond my reach. All I can do is shout a bit. 'Twill bore you, there's no doubt of it, but it's the only way out of it. For days and days I worried as to what I'd have to say. So worried that I hurried to Rumsey one day and shouted, what am I gonna do? What am I gonna do? I never made a speech. Tell me, what am I gonna do? What am I gonna do? John Rumsey answered, don't you let that worry you. I'll tell you what to do. I know a certain friar. His speeches are surefire. Go to Havies, Gene Havies, Renwolf, Sam Harris, and the rest of them went to Havies, Gene Havies. He's written speeches for the best of them, and so I went to Gene for my routine. He said, don't worry, sonny, I'll write you something funny. The speech he wrote was like the morning telegraph. It didn't have a laugh. The jokes he wrote were all so solemn, like the ones in Renwolf's column. All I could do was write a wreck. I had to wreck the same old gag. But I can't express my feelings to a wreck. The minute that I begin ragtiming, I've got to keep on rhyming. My rhymes, if there are any, are not so very many. You bet I keep on going, if I could rhyme like Cohen. But now I must be stopping, before my speech starts flopping. Here's to the friars, here's to them. Kind applause, kind applause, kind applause. With apologies to Victor Herbert, here's to the friars. Ladies, guests, and music fires, all I can say is I thank you. Thank you with all my heart.
Mr. Berlin, don't quit your day job. That was Irving Berlin himself playing at the piano, as he often did. He had an ingratiating style. And the early part of his career, this incredible American life, was a conglomerator, if that's the word, of the melting pot. And of course, this was the era before World War I, 1909, 1910, 11, 12, 15, where all the ethnic communities in New York celebrated their roots and tried to come together and become something greater and larger. The whole was larger than the sum of its parts. But he wrote a lot of what we call ethnic songs. His first published song was Marie from Sunny Italy. And here is a number he wrote for a gawky Yiddish comedian named, she didn't do Yiddish dialect, but she certainly was Jewish, named Fanny Borach, who also changed her name to Fanny Bryce. This is from the film The Great Ziegfeld, the one and only Fanny Bryce singing Irving Berlin.
Everyone was singing, dancing, ringing at the wedding yesterday. Needle on his fiddle played some ragtime, and when Sadie heard him play, she jumped up, looked in the eye. Needle felt his chest way out. Everyone was taken by surprise when they heard Sadie shout.
Shall I take it, Rose?
Why not? You bought it for me.
I gave it to you because you've been behaving yourself this week.
What are you going to give me next week?
Watch the show.
I don't see how you can expect to find any great stars in a place like this.
Some of our greatest stars have come from places like this.
Well, of course, not being a star yet, I wouldn't know.
You can be a star if you behave yourself.
And your feet will play some ragtime.
Oh, my honey, oh, my honey, better hurry and let's meander. Ain't you going to the leader man, ragged meter man? Oh, my honey, let me take you to Alexander's grandstand, brass band. Ain't you coming along?
Come on in here, come on in here, Alexander's ragtime band.
Come on in here, come on in here. It's the best band in the land. They can play a bugle call like you never heard before. So natural that you want to go to war.
That's just the bestest band, what am?
Honey lamb, come on along, come on along. Let me take you by the hand. To the man, who's the leader of the band. And if you care to hear the Swanee River played in ragtime, come on in here, come on in here, Alexander's ragtime band.
Come along in here, come along in here. Come on in here, come on in here, come on along and hear the ragtime band.
They can play a bugle call like you never heard before. That's just the bestest band, what am? Honey lamb,
come on along, come on along. Let me take you by the hand.
To the man, up to the man, who's the leader of the band.
And if you care to hear the Swanee River
played in ragtime,
come on along, come on along. It's Alexander's Ragtime Band.
That was the song that made Irving Berlin into a pop superstar in 1911, sung by another great lyricist and composer, Johnny Mercer. Alexander's Ragtime Band took the nation by storm, and by 1911, 1912, Irving Berlin had completely assimilated himself into the warp and woof of this burgeoning pop entertainment business that was coming out of Broadway and eventually on the radio. But not quite yet. We hit 1919, 1920, and today's show wants to reflect how Irving Berlin saw the world around him. And the big news on the main stem in 1920 was, after the war, Prohibition. And Berlin wrote a song about how you had to sneak off to this little island, you know, south of Florida to get some booze. And many people be going, not sneaking anymore, back and forth to CUBA, Cuba. So here is Mary Clear Heron telling us about the Prohibition world and Irving Berlin's view of where you should go.
Not so far from here, there's a very lively atmosphere. atmosphere. Everyone is going there this year. And there's a reason. The season started last July. Ever since the USA went dry, everybody's going there. And I'm going too. I'm on my way to Cuba. That's where I'm going. Cuba, that's where I'll stay.
Fitzgerald with Irving Berlin's heartfelt Russian lullaby, a standalone song he wrote in 1920, obviously thinking about his past. Well, Irving Berlin certainly turned a corner and became one of the most popular New Yorkers. This is a song he wrote for the Ziegfeld Follies of 1927 to be sung, I think, by Eddie Cantor pretending to be Mayor Jimmy Walker. Not as much of the lyrics as I would like because it's an original recording, but here is My New York by Irving Berlin. Al Hellett and his orchestra. There's a lyric I love, and what chance has a Jones against the Cones and Malones in My New York? Again, Irving Berlin serving up his immigrant enthusiasm for the melting pot that continues to be New York City. We're celebrating events of what's called the Summer of Irving Berlin. What is going on right now, even as we're being broadcast over down on Eldridge Street, which is too bad. But we have another one coming up at the Museum of the City of New York on Wednesday, July 6th at 6:30 p.m. This has got Ted Chapin, Bob Kimball, all those great Berlin experts. So get over there and check that one out. Well, Berlin was such a prism for what was going on in the 20th century, the first part of the 20th century. When Talking Pictures came in, he was one of the first composers to go out to Hollywood and write an original score for the movies. But then there was a little bit of a backlash. And in the film that he wrote in 1930, Reaching for the Moon, they cut out all the songs and released it without music. Too bad. He was very disappointed. But thankfully, Frank Sinatra gives us a rendition of that great tune.
So near and yet so far from me, and here am I on a night in June, reaching for the moon, and you. I wonder if we'll ever meet. My song of love is incomplete. I'm just the words looking for the tune, reaching for the moon and you. I wonder if we'll ever meet. My song of love is incomplete. I'm just the words looking for the tune, reaching for the moon. And you.
Just around the corner, there's a rainbow in the sky. So let's have another cup of coffee, and let's have another piece of pie. Trouble's just a bubble, and the clouds will soon roll by. So let's have another cup of coffee, and let's have another piece of pie. Let a smile be your umbrella, or it's just an April shower. Even John D. Rockefeller is a-looking for the silver lining. Mr. Herbert Hoover says that now's the time to buy. So let's have another cup of coffee, and let's have another piece of pie. Just around the corner, there's a rainbow in the sky. Trouble's just a bubble, and the clouds will soon roll by. Let a smile be your umbrella, for it's just an April shower. Even John D. Rockefeller is looking for the silver lining. Mr. Herbert Hoover says that now's the time to buy. So let's have another cup of coffee, and let's have another piece of pie.
That was Burl Ives for all you Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer fans out there. Well, Irving Berlin could not possibly have missed the most calamitous event of his young career, a burgeoning career with the Depression. And Let's Have Another Cup of Coffee was from the musical Face the Music, and pretty much another anthem of the Depression. which he obviously understood. He understood it even further in 1933 when he put together the review As Thousands Cheer, which was the most intelligent topical review about the world during the Depression and various celebrities and various world crises, all rendered rather amusingly in skits by Moss Hart and a great score by Berlin himself. One moment where the levity stops, was when Ethel Waters came downstage and a big headline said, "Unknown Negro Lynched by Frenzied Mob," and sang the first song about the epidemic of lynching that a Broadway audience had ever heard. Here is Ethel Waters revealing the pain of America as written by Irving Berlin. Supper Time from As Thousands Cheer, rendered by Ethel Waters, a watershed in American musical theater history. Well, today we're celebrating Irving Berlin, An American Life, on Broadway to Main Street, and we don't think of Berlin quite in the same category as, say, George Gershwin and Harold Arlen when it comes to serving up black artists and black musicians and black performers, but he sure did contribute a lot. Here are two songs about Harlem. The first from His Thousands Cheer, sung again by Ethel Waters, and then from his 1942 review, This is the Army. Two tributes to Harlem by Irving Berlin.
Emeralds in my bracelets, diamonds in my rings, a Riviera chateau and a lot of other things, and I'm blue, so blue am I. Lots of ready money in 7 different banks. I counted up this morning, it was about 1 million francs, and I'm blue, so blue, and I know why. I've got Harlem on my mind, and I'm longing to be low down, and my parley-voo will not ring true with Harlem on my mind. I've been dined and I've been wined, but I'm heading for a showdown, 'cause I can't go on from night to dawn with Harlem on my mind. I go to supper with a French marquis each evening after the show. My lips begin to whisper, mon chéri, but my heart keeps singing, hidey-ho. I've become too damned refined, and at night I hate to go down to that highfalutin flat that Lady Mendel designed with Harlem on my mind. I've got Harlem on my mind, and I'm longing to be low down, and my parley-voo will not ring true with Harlem on my mind. I've been dined and I've been wined, but show as you bone, I'm heading for a showdown, 'cause I can't go on from night to dawn with Harlem on my mind. And when I'm bathing in my marble tub each evening after the show, I get to thinking about that cotton club, and my heart starts chirping, hardy-ho, send me. I've been too damned refined, and at night I hate to go down to that flat with 50 million Frenchmen tagging behind with Harlem on my mind.
Root zoot booty thoughts. Zoot root tassy booty. There's a change in fashion that shows in the Lenox Avenue clothes. Mr. Dude has disappeared with his flashy tie. You'll see in the Harlem Esquire what the wealthiest man will desire when he's strutting down the street with his sweetie pie. Sun tan, shade of cream, or an olive drab color scheme. That's what the well-dressed man in Harlem will wear. Dressed up in ODs with a tin hat for overseas. That's what the well-dressed man in Harlem will wear. Top hat, white tie and tails, no more. They've been put away till after the war. If you want to know, take a look at Grand Bomber Joe. That's what the well-dressed man in Harlem will wear. About the top hat, white tie and tail, no more. They've been put away till after the war. If you want to know, take a look at Grandpa Virgil. That's what the well-dressed man in Harlem will wear. Yes, sir! Folks will look and people will stare at what the well-dressed man in Harlem will wear.
That was from Irving Berlin's This is the Army. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, and today we're looking at Irving Berlin, An American Life. We're looking at American culture and society as seen through the keyboard and pen of Irving Berlin. As well we should. We have some events coming up this summer. On Wednesday, July 6th at 6:30 at the Museum of the City of New York, there's a fantastic panel called The Genius of Irving Berlin, A New York Story. And then on Tuesday, August 2nd at 7 p.m. at the Jewish Holocaust Memorial Museum down in Battery Park at 7 o'clock, there'll be a discussion of the making of Holiday Inn, which will be on Broadway at the Roundabout Theater at the end of August. Please, if you're a big fan, go check those out. Well, World War II was a big rallying cry for Irving Berlin, and in his movie Blue Skies, he gives us a medley of songs he wrote either for America or for the war effort, sung by one of his great interpreters, Bing Crosby.
Any bonds today? Bonds of freedom, that's what I'm selling. Any bonds today? Scrape up the most you can. Here comes the freedom man, asking you to buy a share of freedom today. This is the Army, Mr. Jones. No private rooms or telephones. You had your breakfast in bed before, but you won't have it there anymore. This is the Army, Mr. Green. We likes the barracks nice and clean. You had a housemaid to clean your floor, but she won't help you out anymore. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white. From the mountains to the prairies to the ocean white with foam, God bless America, my home sweet home. God bless America, my home sweet home.
Well, if there was any composer-lyricist who loved America more, you'd be hard-pressed to find someone who was more embracing of its values than Irving Berlin, who, it must be reminded constantly, was an immigrant to these shores, a lesson I think we can all learn a great deal from. Well, Berlin wasn't all patriotism in the 1940s. He wrote a very funny show called Louisiana Purchase, which was, believe it or not, about a sex scandal down in New Orleans. Here is from the revival, not a revival, concert album of Louisiana Purchase. Here's Michael McGrath singing the fact that sex marches on.
The horse and buggy has had its day. The trolley has passed away. The bicycle built for two is gone. But sex, S-E-X, marches on. The town is crowded with gentlemen who'll never be rich again. They're putting their overcoats in pawn. But sex, S-E-X, marches on. The opera can't make money at the Met, and no one gives a hoot. But Billy Rose made $1 million net out of a tank and a one-piece bathing suit. The moon looks down from among the stars, where lovers are parked in cars, and couples make whoopee on your lawn, while sex, S-E-X, marches on. Sing with me, boys!
Glasses across the table, drink till the break of dawn.
Drink to Lamar and Betty Grable, long may their oomph march on.
And here's to Sheridan,
to Garbo,
and to Dietrich,
and to Crawford,
and the others on the coast.
Here's to Hollywood, for sex marches on, and that's where it marches on the most.
This may be yours and my day, but we will soon be gone.
10,000 kids were born last Friday.
Sex marches on. Marches on. Glasses across the table, drink till the break of dawn.
To Robert Taylor and Clark Gable,
long may their oomph march on.
And here's to beauty shops,
to lip rouge
and mascara,
and to perfume that is worth its weight in gold.
Times are terrible, but sex marches on, and 10 million girdles have been sold.
Fill up your empty glasses, drink till the last drop's gone.
Grandfather's old, but still makes passes.
Sex marches on. Sex, S-E-X, marches on.
Washington grinds its axes, incomes will soon be gone. Ladies of leisure don't pay taxes.
Sex marches on. Sex, S-E-X, marches on.
Oh, that Irving Berlin. Well, Berlin, who grew up and had his major career in New York City, always cast an eye to Washington. He was beloved by presidents and always dedicated himself to whoever happened to be in the White House at that particular point. Here are two versions of him, what would I say, reorchestrating the social life of Washington. We'll hear the Washington Square Dance from Call Me Madam, sung by Ethel Merman, and then a song he wrote for 1962's Mr. President. Both by our celebrant today, Irving Berlin.
Square dance, the Washington square dance. Republicans make up with the Democrats. Show those foreign diplomats that you dare dance. The Washington square dance. No matter what side you're on or where you stand, take your partner by the hand and each pair dance. The Washington Square Dance. The theme is a get-together policy. Show our friends across the sea it's a fair dance. The Washington Square Dance. The rules are the same as cricket, golf, or squash. No fair cheating, 'cause the Washington Square Dance is square.
Bow to your partners, bow to your corners.
Dance till your cheeks are red as a rose, but try not to step on your partner's toes.
Now duck for the oyster, dig for the clam.
Duck for the oyster, dig for the clam, but do your digging for Uncle Sam.
And one for the money,
the money, two for the show, and three to get ready for Uncle Joe.
Republicans over to the right, Democrats over to the left. The left meet the right and don't explode. Try to find the middle of the road.
And square dance, the Washington square dance. Be careful, you'll have to watch your step, by gosh. No round heels, because the Washington square dance is square. A square dance, the Washington square dance. Be careful, you'll have to watch your step, by gosh. No round heels, because the Washington square dance,
square dance
is square.
Doing the Washington twist. This is a twist with a twist. He was beguiled with the president's child. I was always the first on his list. Now he begins getting in with the ins, which is part of the Washington twist. Gentleman loaded with charm, seemingly meaning no harm. But while they're there, you'll be quietly twisting your arm. Drinking a toast to the host with the most, which is part of the Washington twist. Which is part of the Washington twist.
Anita Gillette from Mr. President. Did you get that little joke there? The host with the most toast. Sound vaguely familiar? Yes, that, of course, is a reference to the hostess with the most from Call Me Madam. Well, that was Berlin's last show for Broadway. We have a one of several that have happened over the years, I guess a sort of portmanteau show based on a Berlin movie, Holiday Inn, opening at the Roundabout in late August. So I'm sure we'll devote some time to that particular production in the fall. But today on Broadway to Main Street, we are celebrating Irving Berlin, An American Life, because we have a couple of events happening this summer that I hope you'll go check out if you're of a musical theater frame of mind, and you must be, or you would be doing something else at 3 o'clock on a Sunday afternoon in the middle of the summer. We have on Wednesday, July 6th at 6:30 at the Museum of the City of New York, a fabulous panel on the genius of Irving Berlin, a New York story. And then on August 2nd at 7 p.m. at the Jewish Heritage and Holocaust Museum down at Battery Park City, a convocation of the cast of Holiday Inn singing songs about how they put that together. And you won't want to miss those events. Now, if we're closing out a show about Irving Berlin in America, of course we're going to close out with God Bless America, right? No, you're wrong. He wrote a lot of great patriotic songs, and I think his most daring was for a 1949 show called Miss Liberty, which was about the building of the Statue of Liberty, and he actually set Emma Lazarus's poem to a musical composition of his own. Again, that beacon that that lady in the harbor sends to everyone around the world that America is a great place and all you need is grit, determination, and talent to make it is something that was Irving Berlin's credo and something we should all embrace. So thanks for listening to Irving Berlin and American Life. And here is his tribute to the land that made him an institution. This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.